The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Intelligence is something that is acquired. I think we can all agree that it is something that is desired and that it is something to be pursued. It is sorely in need in a godless world. It is defined as the ability to think and to learn. And who does not want to do that? I always say that when you stop learning, you're dead. Ignorance is something we practice to avoid when in pursuit of intelligence. Ignorance is defined as a lack of knowledge or education. And most of the time, our ignorance is the result of a lack of knowledge or education. But sometimes it is willful. In that instance, we would choose to not know about something. How can we grow if we refuse to know? Information is what is provided to satisfy our pursuit of intelligence and the avoidance of ignorance. It is defined as definite knowledge acquired or supplied about something or somebody. In this day and age of technology, it is almost impossible to not have access to information. Yet when we acquire it, we sift through it and reject what we don't agree with. Illumination is what is felt when we come to know or understand something. It is defined as the clarification of something. We have come to recognize that as the proverbial light bulb that comes on above our heads. As what happened to Peter when he said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Identification is the process in which we label persons or things. It is the act of naming someone or something. In the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, we call that by its Latin word, nomenclature, the naming of things. These words, intelligence, ignorance, information, illumination, and identification, are not mentioned in the Gospel today, but are pertinent to our intellect in understanding the Gospel. For the past few weeks, Jesus has been talking to his disciples in parables. And when he was asked as to why he did that, he answered, This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear and do not listen or understand. Everything that Jesus taught was not for condemnation, but for our salvation. Being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the source and the summit, there is nothing artificial about what is revealed to us through him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way to the Father except through him. In the transfiguration of Jesus, the past and the future are brought into the now. Jesus is seen by Peter, James, and John conversing with Moses and Elijah, both of whom represent the law and the prophets, respectively. And from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." So why is it that we tend to gravitate toward the artificial? Is it because we are afraid of our future or ashamed of our past? What are we doing now to overcome that fear and that shame? I guess it would only be natural that we tend towards the artificial, because the very definition of artificial is made by human beings rather than occurring naturally. When we take the word artificial and pair it with the list of words that were defined earlier, we are saddled with an oxymoron list. An oxymoron is an expression of contradictory words. A great example of an oxymoron is a wise fool. When we place the word artificial in front of the first word that was defined, we get artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI. It is the latest pursuit in the field of technology, and it is exploding exponentially. Let it not be confused with the revelation of the Son of Man, as in the gospel today. It can only take information as given it by human beings. If we place the word artificial in front of the second word that was defined, ignorance, so as to say artificial ignorance, what is the consequence of not listening to him in whom the Father is well pleased? That is willful ignorance, in which we hear but do not listen or understand. I am sure you have heard that ignorance is bliss, but how are we to grow if we refuse to know? If we place the word artificial in front of the next word on our oxymoron list, we get artificial information. The well of information that is made up by man in a bottomless pit. In other words, a false truth, an oxymoron in itself. Today, we hear it as misinformation or disinformation, as so the father of lies would label it. Sir Walter Scott describes it best when he said, "What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." If we place the word artificial in front of illumination, so as to say artificial illumination, that is not the light of the world in which no darkness could overcome. For Jesus' transfiguration gives us that. Artificial illumination is a light by which no man can see. They look, but do not see or understand. If we put the word artificial in front of identification, so as to say artificial identification, we can concoct a plethora of labels other than male and female in which we were created. And all of them, of course, are man-made. The acronym of the aforementioned oxymoron list is AI, something that our intelligence should come to understand. Our future is beginning to be saturated with it, and our confusion will be great if we are not vigilant towards it. Unless, of course, we are grounded in the truth, and the truth is in the person of Jesus Christ, in whom the Father is well pleased. In the book of the prophet Daniel, we can confirm that what is being said in the gospel in the second letter of Peter is not artificial truth. For this was prophesied as to who Jesus is some 600 years before he was incarnated. Learning about our origin, the past, and learning about our destination, the future, through the testimony of the eyewitnesses in the now, will keep us safe from the artificial oxymoron list that infests the world today. In our second reading today, the second letter of Peter, he starts out by saying that we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we have been eyewitnesses of his majesty. There is nothing artificial in Peter. He goes on to repeat what the Father said. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. He pronounces that he is in possession of the prophetic message that is altogether reliable, and that we would do well to be attentive to it. And he likens it to a lamp shining in a dark place, not an artificial illumination, but the morning star. He can proclaim this truth because he was an eyewitness to the event in the gospel today, the transfiguration of our Lord. The glory of the Lord has been shown to us in his transfiguration, our past and our future being connected in the now. If with our eyes and with our ears, we would only see and hear, that we could share in his radiance, renew our spiritual nature, that would transform us into his likeness. This is intelligence that avoids ignorance with the information illumined in the identification of our Lord by his Father in heaven. We must reverberate Peter's words, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." This is the truth of our existence, and there is nothing artificial about it.